Just checking everybody can hear me through Teams.
Yeah, Tony, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, certainly.
And Bunk Cranner.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Tony.
Sorry, how you doing? All right, bye.
Not too bad. How's Brady?
Get there, Tony. She's in the hospital most of the day, getting various x-rays and stuff done, but it's okay.
Well, thank God for that, and just send all the best wishes in regards for a speedy recovery, Charlie. I'd just be thinking about you and Brady as well.
Absolutely.
So, members, just remind everybody this is now being recorded.
No problem. Charlie, thanks.
Catherine, can you hear me okay?
I can, Charlie.
Just before you start the meeting, I'd like to thank the Neighbourhood Services team for the lovely bunch of flowers delivered to our house today for the wife. She had a bad fall. I reported to Kevin Scullion. I had a conversation with Charlie and gave an indication of how that because the ball could be remedied, and I want to thank the card on the bunch of flowers is Neighbourhood Services, so I hope it was the Neighbourhood Services team, and I want to thank them very much for that. Thank you, Catherine.
No, I was told, you're kind of jumping ahead of the gun there, Charlie. I was told about Bridie. My thoughts and prayers are with you. It can't be easy. I was told I was going to say something in the opening remarks, but you beat me to it. So I hope you must have been a terrible fright, and I hope yous are both keeping strong, and she gets out of hospital all right, you know. So I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, Charlie, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that.
No bother. Are we good to go, Monaghan Rowe and Johnny? All thumbs up, all good to go? All right, listen, thanks very much, everybody, for joining us tonight, and apologies again about the fairly rushed thing before with Regen. And so, listen, I would just like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly, as we currently in unprecedented times. Can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile phones is turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile device for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial and significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion of the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion of the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering exempt matters. The recording item equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item that you use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring the members in as listed. Members should use their cameras or ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I wish to remind members, although I'm sure we're all well used to it now, to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposes first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposes second will be recorded as the seconder. And I am sure we will all be glad to not have to say that again. So apologies and my remarks. I've already mentioned there about Charlie and Charlie's wife Bridie, and just to say it in the right order of things, Charlie, I wish her a speedy recovery, and yes, it's got to be a stressful time for you. So please pass on Bridie's good wishes from myself, and certainly say this on behalf of everybody who's on the committee here tonight. Send the committee's best wishes. So if we can...
Chair, I have an apology for Councillor Dermot Corn.
Okay, yeah. So apologies. I was just going to come on there to apologies, Terry. Councillor Curran, I've got. Yeah, it's okay. And did you say there, Councillor Curran, as well, Terry?
That's correct, there, Chair.
So, yeah, that's thank okay. You. I caught that. Any other apologies?
Aoife Finnegan.
Aoife. Okay, that's lovely. Thanks, Councillor McGuinness.
I just want it noted that I'm unable to access the internet from home. I'm working on the mobile here to join this meeting, but it leaves me that I have no access to the papers for the neighbourhood services, and it's just a disaster. Yesterday's hit glitch with BT has caused problems to some IT equipment, and unfortunately my council laptop has been affected. I don't have 4G at home because I live in the sticks of Ballyholland, which is mad. But just to let you know, I don't have the papers. I'm just listening in this evening. I'm sorry for, I've no instant messenger or anything like that either. So
no, look, Karen, on this instance, we'll make the exception. If you just need to jump in, I'll try and keep you on my screen here and wave at me. If not, look, on this instance, under the circumstances, just jump in, okay? So, item two then, declarations, conflict of interest. Has anybody got any?
None, Chair.
Okay, that's lovely. So then on to item three, and we'll just go through page by page. Page one, page two, page three, page four, and page five. Can I have a proposer and seconder?
Don't propose, Chair.
Thank you.
I'll pop a PN.
And thank you very much, Councillor McGuinness. Any matters arising, I can hear myself. Turn the speakers off. Okay. No, I can still hear myself. Somebody must have their mic on. Okay, that's lovely. No matters arising then. So we'll move on then to item four. So this is for decision, and this is over to Kevin.
Thanks, Chair. The report provides councillors with a summary review of the grounds and maintenance works undertaken in three specific work areas during 2021 and plans for work in those areas during 2022. The three specific areas that we're referring to are invasive species and weed control, rewilding, and thirdly, landscape horticultural displays in sort of gateway locations. Along with the reported Appendix 1 are Tables 1, 2 and 3, and that provides a list of the main actions taken in those work areas during the last calendar year and the proposed works during this current calendar year. Chair, I suppose in terms of invasive species and weed control, this ranges from the high-profile invasive species such as Japanese knotweed down to the common garden weeds that grow on our property. Councillors will be aware that the herbicide use is the main method we have of controlling invasive species and weeds. You will also be aware of our commitment as a council to reduce the use of herbicides containing glyphosate. Indeed, I hopefully will be reporting to you next month in terms of how we're progressing with that. This is commented on within the report and our plan and its impact it has in terms of controlling both invasive weeds or invasive species and weeds. In terms of our rewilding programme, this is something we've been building on over the past year or two. It's referred to in the report, and it also, in particular, the lessons we learnt last summer, because it wasn't all good, and therefore we had to learn the lessons from that. We do propose to continue with rewilding this year in those areas, perhaps with some changes in around that, but seek to learn from our experience last year and adopt different practices to try and reduce the problems which did arise. It's also intended that we continue with the work at key locations within the district in terms of landscape and horticultural displays. Areas we're thinking of in terms of Newry, the work that we've been doing along Abbey Way, and also the work that is ongoing in relation to Newcastle Promenade and other areas. So it's a combination of both long-term sustainable planting and supplementing that with bedding plants during those seasons. Council approval, Chair, is just requested for the proposed works that we have for this current calendar year.
Okay, thanks very much for that report then. Kevin has, I don't see any questions in the comments. Oh, Councillor Rowan, do you want to come in?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's in relation, not specific maybe to the areas that Kevin's talking about, but it is to do with hogweed. And it's an issue that I had raised a number of years ago. An area in Warren Point runs along Charmian Park, Rosmore Park, Mourne Drive. And it's an area that we as a council had went in and dug out where there was a problem with hogweed. And I mind a conversation at council where myself proposed that we would engage with other agencies to come up with some sort of strategy to dealing with hogweed. And I think it was actually Councillor Savage seconded at that particular time. But when we dug it out that time, we were to spray it for quite a, I was told at the time it takes upwards of 5 years of spraying for to get rid of it. But I'm not sure we continued on with that plan. And the hogweed is now starting to rear its head again, and it is becoming a major problem again. There's no barrier between this and the housing areas, and it's backing right up onto people's properties. The reason I brought it to the council the first time around was because houses that were backing up to it in a newer estate, when people went to sell their homes, they were finding they were having problems with mortgage companies who simply would not agree to the sale of the house because of the close proximity to the hogweed. So I'm just asking that we as a council, it's not something we're going to deal with today or tomorrow, but it's something we need to look at, and we do need to come up with a plan, because there is certain areas within our district that it's not prevalent everywhere, but there is certain areas where it is a problem. And I think it's something I would like council to get out and have a look at it and come back with a plan of how we are going to deal with it. And if that means us engaging with other agencies, then do that as well. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks very much, Councillor Rowan. Kevin, do you want to come back on that?
We're more than happy, Chair, to look at that again and trace the history to see what was done, and we'll come back as the councillor has requested.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin. Councillor Andrews, you wanted to make a comment and you're happy to propose?
Yes, I'm happy to propose, Chair, and also I know Councillor Rowan's touched some points, and maybe there's other parts of the district as well that is expressing as it's having similar issues, and maybe that could be looked at as well. But again, as far as the ground maintenance staff and everything's concerned, they do a fantastic job, and I'd like to compliment them on all the hard work that they've done over the years, and especially with the floral displays and everything. You know, again, they're to be commended. So I'm only too happy to propose the paper and the recommendations tabled at it. Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Andrews. And I see there Councillor Murphy has come in there as a seconder. So thanks very much for that. So on to item five then. And this is also for a decision. And this is over to Sinead. Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks, Chair. This paper is a report on the elected member district cleansing workshop. And the purpose of the report is to seek committee approval on the report of the workshop, which was held on the 28th of February 2022. The workshop considered a proposed new direction for neighbourhood cleansing services following a review of current provision in line with the recommendations from the cleansing workshop in November 2021. Members were reminded of the preferred option coming from the November 21 workshop, which was to provide an equitable service across the district to a higher service standards with increased budget allocation. And the significant challenges that were to be addressed were also highlighted at the beginning of the workshop. The proposals for future delivery of the cleansing services and the potential implications were presented, with the proposed changes based in the five key areas outlined, which were a common methodology for future cleansing, introduction of 10 zones across the district, arrangements for the routine deep cleansing of specified paved areas across the district, an outline of proposals for capital, future capital investment, and arrangements for future manual cleansing requirements. Members largely supported the proposed changes and requested more details to be provided on, for example, how the proposed zones would operate in practice and potential staffing implications. A further workshop, a follow-up workshop, will be planned to enable elected members to consider a final, more detailed plan in advance of a formal council consideration. Next steps were noted as the report of this workshop to tonight's committee. Preparation of business cases for the future investment outlined in the proposals. Further advice to be sought from HR and finance around the implications of the changes, for example, on working patterns and associated revenue costs. And to finalise proposals and implementation plan for the Neighbourhood Services Committee to approve. And finally, consultation with trade unions and affected staff. A full copy of the workshop report is provided in Appendix 1, and in Appendix 2, the presentation is also provided. Members are asked tonight to approve the report of the elected member District Clinton workshop. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Sinead. So I see that Councillor Andrews, you have proposed and you'd like to make a comment.
Thanks so much, Chair. And first of all, I thought that the elected members workshop that was held on the 28th of February was a very useful exercise because it gave management a perfect opportunity to hear from councillors and all who expressed their views and, you know, feelings on the cleansing service, etc., through the district, you know. And I do welcome the report and the recommendations that are laid before us. I know on previous occasions that I had spoken about additional cleansing resources being deployed on the streets, etc. And it's good to see that in the mix. And also, I know with the in another sphere, you know, especially with the update of the fleet, you know, the vehicle fleet, etc. So again, it's good to see this all happening. So I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations that have been outlined in the paper and for further actions to stem from tonight's meeting. So happy to propose, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Councillor Andrews. So we just need a seconder if somebody's happy to second for me. That's lovely. Thank you very much, Councillor McGuinness. So then if we just move on to item six then. So this is the summer season, 22 summer season preparations, and this is over again to Sinead, and this is for decision.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of this report is to inform members and seek approval for the proposed preparations for the 2022 summer season, which run from April to September. And this is to ensure that adequate resources are deployed to maintain our district to a high standard during this period. We would note that during the summer season, the footfall in the tourist areas increases significantly. And we did see that last year in terms of increased visitor numbers during the summer of 2021. Increased visitor numbers to the district does bring with it an increase in the usage of our litter bins and increased generation of litter within the streets. It is crucial that the standard of cleanliness is maintained to a high standard, and you can see that the cleansing section have developed plans to maintain this standard of cleanliness, particularly in our high-profile tourist areas, which are identified as Newcastle, Warren Point and the Lochiel Coastal area. These do experience the highest numbers of visitors in the summer season. Increased resources are planned for around public holidays when footfall traditionally increases. So the plans utilise existing in-house resources to maintain our normal cleansing schedules, and they're supplemented with seasonal resources to provide additional cleansing services in the evenings and the peak times as mentioned, and listed there the peak holiday periods. A contractor will also be providing a deep cleanse to Newcastle and Warren Point twice over the summer period, and this will be maintained by the deployment of our scrubber sweeper in between those cleansings, scheduled cleanses. Additional resources can be provided if required from in-house resources on an overtime basis, and this gives us flexibility to respond to fluctuations in visitor numbers, for example, during periods of good weather. The summer season preparations will also be supported by the deployment of enforcement officers who will engage with the public to educate and inform them of their responsibilities in preventing litter and dog fouling in the district using enforcement action where necessary. So members are asked to approve the proposed 2022 summer season preparation plans outlined in points 2.4 and 2.5. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Sinead. I see Councillor Casey, do you want to come in and make a comment?
Yeah, I'm happy enough to propose that as well. My comment is it's difficult enough to keep the streets clean. If we could just educate people not to litter as much, we wouldn't spend as much to do that. But my point is the sterling work that was done by our cleansing department both before, during and after the St. Patrick's Day parade in Newry. I can't speak for Down District, but in Newry, the work they did was second to none, I have to say. And they had more visitors on the street than ever before. I think I couldn't quantify the amount, but thousands upon thousands of people. And our staff, I must commend them for the work that they did before, during and after, Chair. Thank you very much for that.
No bother at all, Councillor Casey. Yeah, very good. And I see there Councillor Rowan has seconded that. So I appreciate that. Thanks very much. So if we just move on then to item 7. This is the public holiday arrangements for refuge collection and household recycling centres. And this is... sorry, my computer's just loading. From memory, this is over to Sinead again, isn't it? And this is for decision 2.
Yes, thanks, Chair. So this paper relates to the annual public holidays that apply to the current financial year, for the financial year 22-23, that have been reviewed alongside the operational provision for refuse collection services and household recycling centres. So the proposed arrangements are outlined in Appendix 1, and members are asked to approve alternative refuse collection services for the period of the 1st of April 2022 to the 31st of March 2023, as outlined in Appendix 1, and also for open arrangements for household recycling centres for the period of the 1st of April 22 to the 31st of March 23, again as outlined in the table in Appendix 1. And notification to householders to be provided in local press and through council online communications in advance of each public holiday. Thank you.
Thanks very much again, Sinead. Can I have a proposer and a seconder for item 7, please? So that is proposed by Councillor McGuinness, thank you, and seconded by Councillor Murphy, thank you. So on to item 8 then. So this is the early closure of Warren Point Household Recycling Centre, and this is Sinead again.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek the approval of members for early closure of the Warren Point Household Recycling Centre, and this is to facilitate a road closure arising from a live broadcast of Warren Point Town Football Club's game against Linfield FC by Sky Sports Television this Saturday. Following a risk assessment by the organisers, a request has been received to close the facility for a period of time due to potential health and safety risks for participants as well as for users of the facility. It's therefore recommended that members agree to the request to close the facility early from 11 a.m. on Saturday the 26th of March to facilitate the live broadcast. So members are asked to approve the early closing of the site, and also to note that due to the late receipt of this request, that the implementation of this recommendation will be before full council consideration on the 4th of April. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sinead. So I see Councillor Rowan's happy to propose it. Do you want to come on in for your comment?
Yeah, I suppose the problem, I've no issue with it and the request for it, but I have a problem with the late request for us to do so. Obviously, the last couple of weeks, people have started to cut their gardens and do work in their gardens, and Saturdays is the only day that most people can get to the household recycling centres. It is going to have a major impact. The one thing I will ask is that we get signage up tomorrow as soon as possible to indicate that that is the case. And I do feel we need to get it out on social media. Unfortunately, we've missed the local press, but we do really need to get it out there and to explain exactly why it is being closed. It makes sense to close it. You know, it's prestigious that the club have got Sky coming. But the way things are going this year, it'll be a while before they have them back. So we do need to make sure people are aware that they are going to be impacted on Saturday. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Wan. And I see that Councillor Murphy has seconded that. Do you, Sinead, just want to come back there and give Councillor Wan just peace of mind that we're doing those things he's asked for?
Yes, Chair, Councillor Wan, those suggestions will be actioned, and signage and information to the public will go out as soon as possible tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sinead. So items 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial and business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposed to come out by Councillor Rowan and Councillor Casey. Thank you very much.
You can go ahead, Chair.
Okay, thank you. So the updates were agreed in closed session was item 9, ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin held on the 24th of February 2022 on the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. It was agreed to note this bulletin. Item 10, ARC 21 Special Committee Meeting in Committee minutes held on the 27th of January 2022 on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness. It was agreed to note these minutes. Item 11, Neighbourhood Services Directorate Procurement Action Plan Quarterly Update on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy. It was agreed to approve the progress update report and noted that services would continue out of contract until new contracts were awarded and finalised. Item 12, business case for the replacement of the mini excavator and dumper. It was on the proposal of Councillor McKee and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. It was agreed to note the content of the report and associated business case and accept the conclusions of the business case to proceed to tender to procure a replacement mini excavator and dumper. Item 13, draft business case for the procurement of Christmas illuminations and Christmas tree on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Rowan. It was agreed to note the content of this report and associated business, our draft business case. Item 14, request of the sale of the burial rights to plots in council cemeteries on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy. It was agreed to recommend that these requests be referred through to council's legal service section for review and advice on the options available to council. A report will be brought back to the Neighbourhood Services Committee for consideration. It was also agreed to recommend that in the interim period, the identified plots which the requests related to should be retained pending a final decision. So I'm just going to take these next two items together, item 15 and item 16. So ARC 21 Joint Committee meetings minutes held on the 24th of January 22, and the item 16 is the historical action sheet. If we have no matters arising from them, if we can take a proposer and seconder. Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Casey. So that's it for this evening, folks. Thank you very much for everybody who attended in person and dialing in. And listen, take care. Stay safe.
Thanks. Thank you very much, members.
Bye, folks.
Thanks, Jonathan.